Welcome to The Bottom Line Up Front with Terry Thompson, the show where we get to the bottom line up front of the most important issues facing life and business. And now, here's your host for this episode, Terry Thompson. Hello, Terry Thompson here, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining me here on episode number one, the introduction episode of The Bottom Line Up Front with Terry Thompson. So my name is Terry Thompson. I am an author and entrepreneur, a motivational speaker, certified training developer, all these amazing great things, and I just wanted to say thank you very much for joining me here today. So I just wanted to give you a quick overview of The Bottom Line up front. And my goal here with this podcast is to bring to you thought leaders from around the world as we discuss things about leadership, life, fitness, health, all these things that you struggle with within life or within business. So I want to have some great conversations around all these topics and bring to you some tips, tools, techniques, and resources that will help you succeed in life or in business. So I'm an author, and I'm very known for one of my books called Leadership Solved. And within that book, I talk about the five rights. The five rights are be at the right place, at the right time, with the right information, the right resources, the right attitude, and the right action. And I strongly believe that when you adhere to the five rights, you will never be wrong. And that's one of the main things that I do talk about quite often. So if you're familiar with me, if you've seen me out on social media, you'll see that I share a lot of my books and I share a lot of things about how to achieve success. And I really believe that achieving success comes down to those five things. If you really want to achieve success within life or within business, you must adhere to the five rights. That's be at the right place at the right time. I mean, that's really a no-brainer. You really have to be at the right place at the right time. You know, a lot of people always complain about things, and I hear people say this all the time. Well, I don't have time. I just don't have time. You know, we all have the same 24 hours each and every day. So it makes me wonder, why is it that some people are able to achieve a high degree of success while others are constantly complaining about, I don't have time? And when I talk about the five rights, you'll see how this makes sense. You'll see how it tremendously makes sense that when you tie it all together, there's no way that you will fail. You will achieve success if you adhere to the five rights. And it all starts with being at the right place at the right time. You know, every single day, there's an opportunity for you to take action every single day. And it's a matter of what you filter within your life, what you prioritize, the values that you hold within your life. I always tell people, what you value most is what you will take action on. And everything else you will complain about. You will say, I don't have time. I don't have money. I don't have resources. I don't have all these different things. And right there, you're defeated before you even get started. That's a bad attitude. So you see how you can complain about something, have the wrong attitude over something as simple as not having enough time. I believe it's absolute garbage. You have time. We all have the same 24 hours within a day. So I always like to break my time down into chunks of things that I can get accomplished. And it all starts with planning my day. So I plan my time accordingly. I use my bottom line up front planner, and that helps me focus on the most important thing that I must get done each and every single day. And when you have a plan, and you take action on that plan every single day, you will achieve results. Now, whether those results are big, small, positive, or negative, they are, in fact, results. And it's up to you to modify, tweak, or change, but continue taking action. You know, every day you must show up so that you can show out, speak up so that you can speak out. And when you're at the right place at the right time every single day and you're consistent with that, you will achieve some result. You know, a lot of people are trying to achieve all these great things, and I get that. I'm trying to achieve some pretty good things myself too. But you have to show up every single day. You have to show up. You have to be consistent. And that's starting with being at the right place at the right time, not complaining about how much time you have. It's not a matter of the quantity of the time, because we all have the same amount of time within a day. Now, how much time is within our life? Well, that's to be determined. We don't know that yet. But every day you must show up. You must take advantage of the time that you do have every day instead of complaining about it. Take action and get your result. All right, the next one is the right information. Information is everywhere. Since the dawn of the internet, it really closed the gap on, you know, what was really only available to a very select few people. You had to buy books. You had to take college classes or some type of certification course. And since the internet came out, we really have a lot of opportunity there for information. Information is everywhere, but the knowledge, the wisdom to use what it is that you know. Now that's where there's a gap. And I strongly believe there's a huge gap. You know, people know a lot of things, but they don't always do what they know. And having that information without the ability of using what it is that you know, you might as well not even know what it is that you know. But once again, information is really everywhere. And you are empowered when you have the right information, when you do your research, when you look those things up, read those books, take those courses, do all of those things to gain that information. And when you take that action, once again, you will get a result, whether big, small, positive, or negative, you will get a result. And from that information, from that feedback, you will see how you can act accordingly moving forward. You can put within your toolkit things that went well. You can discard things that did not go very well. But you can also modify, tweak, or change, take a different action, receive new feedback, new information, and then you can proceed accordingly. So once again, information is everywhere, and it all starts right there with what you consume. You know, I always tell everybody, I was like, you must consume, but you also must create, collaborate, and contribute. You cannot always be in consumption mode, gaining information, because, you know, a lot of information is out there, but there comes a time where you must take action. All right, so let's move along to the next one, and that's the right resources. You must have the right resources. Now, resources could be anything. It could be time, it could be money, it could be people, it could be things, it could be equipment, whatever. Resources are a lot of different things. And if you do not have the right resources, well, you can go find those things, whether that's people or equipment. You can acquire money. See, the great Tony Robbins said, there is definitely not a lack of resources. There's only a lack of resourcefulness. And I strongly believe that. Every single day, like I said, there is an opportunity for you to do a lot of things. And I always hear people say, oh, well, I don't have time, you know, which is a resource. Oh, I don't have money, which is a resource. Well, I don't have the right connections. I don't have the right people. I don't have the right things. You know, we get caught up around all these things, and there's things all over the place. I mean, there's equipment. You know, you might not necessarily have the right camera for something, or the right radio equipment for something, or the right vehicle for something. And that's kind of what I look at resources as. I kind of look at it as a vehicle that will get you from point A to point B. But the biggest resource, the biggest vehicle is you. Yourself, your mindset is the biggest resource that you have. And when you're able to take what is in your mind and take action on it, you will achieve results. So once again, the biggest resource I strongly believe is you, your mind. You build up that mindset, that strong mindset. That is the biggest resource that you could have. So I highly recommend building up that mindset. Build that strong, resilient mindset. And it will take you places that you never thought were possible. All right, the next one, I love this one, and it's attitude. Attitude is everything. Think about it like this. If I was to ask you to do something, or even yet tell you to do something, what would your attitude be? Would you be defeated before you even got started? Would you give up or quit or complain and say, oh man, why do I have to do this? And I've actually had people do that. I've actually told people that worked for me to do something, And they looked at me and they said, why do I have to do that? It's like, why not? You're the best choice. You have the knowledge, the skills, the experience in order to do this thing that I'm asking you to do or telling you to do. Why would you complain about that? Because think about it. It could always be worse. It really could. It could always be worse. And a lot of people don't think about that. They, you know, you get asked or told to do something and you immediately are defeated before you even get started. And you wonder, why me? Well, why not you? You know, I always do a little drill where I give tasks out to different people. So that a way that I build up those knowledges and those skills. And if I hear someone kind of complain a little bit or whatever the case, yeah, I say, hey, I'm building you up. I'm sharpening you. I'm increasing the team. I'm building those knowledge and skills where you may be weak at. That's why you. Or I put so-and-so in charge of something because, well, they're the best fit. They're the best option or the best choice. So attitude is also contagious. You know, it's really interesting how far a smile will go. And I remember walking down a hallway one time, and I always do this. I always say, good morning. Hey, good morning. How you doing? And I don't always get a good morning or even a smile back. And that's okay. That's fine. It really says more about them than it does about me. So I don't always get that energy back. And I tell people, I was like, look, be the energy, but don't worry, you might not always get that same love, that same energy, that same reflection back. How you inflect is what you will reflect. And that's kind of an attitude. So inflection. Inflection is the rise in pitch in the tone and sound of your voice. If you go higher, you're able to inspire action. You're able to take someone higher, lift someone higher. If you go lower, you might bring that person down. And that has a lot to do with your attitude. So I always say, how you inflect is what you reflect. And vice versa, you know, what you inflect is how you will reflect. So it kind of works both ways. And I always tell everybody, if you want to have someone take positive action, have a positive attitude, because negativity will not help the situation. All right. And then that leads into the right action, because I think that attitude and action work a little hand in hand, because if you're defeated before you get started, you will not take the right action. Well, you'll take an action, but you'll complain, you'll moan and groan about things, and that's really the wrong action. But if you're excited, you're happy about it. I get to do this thing. Yes, that's a good attitude. That's a positive attitude. And you will take appropriate action. Now, appropriate action is different for everything and everybody and every situation. What might be appropriate action in one situation might not necessarily be appropriate action in another situation. But nonetheless, regardless, you must take action. And from that action, you will get results like I explained earlier. Whether those results are positive, negative, big, small, they are results. And when you take action, you will get that result. It's up to you to deep dive or do an analysis of what those results were, whether they were positive, negative, big, or small, and do what I like to call an after-action review. Now, this after-action review will dive deep into what it is that you did. And here's how you do that. First and foremost, you clearly identify what was supposed to happen. This was supposed to happen. Next, you go, what did happen? Okay, here's what was supposed to happen, but here's what did happen. Now, whether that was right, wrong, positive, negative, whatever the case, you figure out what went right, what went wrong, and what needs improvement from what was supposed to happen and what did happen. And then you modify, tweak, or change. So you see kind of the consistency here within how that works. And when you adhere to those five rights, so once again, let me recap what those five rights were again. Be at the right place at the right time with the right information, the right resources, the right attitude, and the right action. When you adhere to the five rights, you will never be wrong. So you see how a little framework, a little system right there will allow you to achieve success. And if you'd like to learn more about the five rights, you can head over to my website, terrywadethompson.com, and get my book, Leadership Solved, absolutely for free. Once again, head over to my website, terrywadethompson.com, and get my book for free. So that was all that I wanted to talk about within this first episode. I just want to personally thank you for listening, and I hope that you will follow, subscribe, I mean, whatever it is on the relevant platform here. And I look forward to, you know, to the continued motivation, inspiration, the information, and I look forward to seeing you around. And I hope that you will connect with the things that I say, and I will see you in the next episode.